Shlomo HaMelech now describes the distinction that there is between Chochmah and Sichlus, and the benefit of one immersing themselves in Chochmah HaTorah. And it seems very elementary. If anybody would ask, you would ask anybody, is there a maila to be involved in, be engrossed in learning versus being ignorant? And it's very simple. The difference is very simple. But Shlomo HaMelech chooses to describe it in the following way. He says, for Isi Ani, like he had a brainstorm. For Isi Ani, and I saw and I found, Sheyesh Yisroin L'Chochma Min HaSichlus. Sichlus doesn't just mean, you know, ignorance. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says Sichlus means Hu Arosha. That's Rashi's Lashon here. Okay, that's Rashi's Lashon. The Mitzudas says Sichlus is Shtus. More like stupidity or ignorance. But this is so poshut. If I were to tell you, you know, there's a mila for somebody who has wisdom over somebody who's foolish. Kol Shekain according to Rashi's approach. I don't have to go and give you any kind of analogy so you should understand that. An elementary school would understand that. A Mistama preschooler would understand that. Right? So what's Shlomo HaMelech have to do? So he comes up with this brainstorm. You know what it's like? Like the difference between light and darkness. He's giving us an explanation. What's the difference? And then he goes on to say, the Chacham sees where he's going. The Ksil is blinded. And then he says, V'yodati gam ani shemikra echod yikras kulam. And I also know that everybody ends up in the same place. If you pass by the cemetery, there may be a chelkas harabonim, there may be a chelkas tzadikim, but everybody ends up in the same place, the same address. So Shlomo HaMelech says, if that's the case, so what's the big deal? What do I have for being Oisik in Chochmah? He says, that's also not true. And then he goes on. So what's Shlomo HaMelech trying to say here? So I'm going to share with you a Peledik of Medrash. That's a Medrash Plia in Bereishis Rabbah. The Medrash in Bereishis Rabbah discusses what's the inner meaning of the pasuk. Fayara lekim es ha'or kitoiv. It says in the pasuk that Hashem created light. It was darkness. Fayavdil lekim bein ha'or bein ha'choshech. Hashem separated between light and darkness. And it says, Fayara lekim es ha'or kitoiv. Hashem saw that or is good. Interesting, similar to the Lashon of Shlomo HaMelech. The Royani, Sheyesh Yisroin L'Chochma Min HaSichlus, Ki Yisroin Ha'or Min HaChoshech. So obviously, Chazal are paving the way for us to make some kind of connection. The Medrash Rabbah there says as follows. More or less, I'm going to repeat it the way the Medrash says. Or, Zemais Tzadikim. Or is the Mais of Tzadikim. Choshech, ze ma'isa harishon. Choshech is referring to the ma'isa harishon. Now listen to the Lashon HaMedrash. The eini yodea eize chofetz bohen yoser. You hear Medrash Rabbah? I don't know which one Hashem prefers. Which one Hashem prefers? This is like Shlomo HaMelech telling us what's better, Chochmah or Sichlus. Eini yodea eize chofetz bohen yoser. We don't know which one Hashem prefers. Which one he prefers? Says the Medrash, that's Ma'aseh Tzadik. So the Torah Kedoshah in Sefer Bereishis has to let us know that Hashem prefers the Ma'aser Tzadikim over the Ma'aser Rasha'im. What in the world is going on? The whole Torah is full. Chaim and Mavis, Subachata, B'chaim. You need to find a Hemez and Sefer Bereishis. What in the world is going on? Merafei Sigra. So obviously, there's something behind this Oren Choshech besides for what it says. Besides for the simple meaning. So I'll tell you there's another Chazal. Chazal tell us that what's Torah? From all the things that we could compare Torah to, is Oirezu Torah. For some reason, from all the things that you could compare Torah to, if you look at David HaMelech, he tells us that the Torah has Alamailas, right? Hanechmad and Izov, Umi Pazla, Umi Sukim, Idvash, and Ifis Sufim. Right? The Torah has everything. Alamailas. In fact, the Chofetz Chaim used to say that what David HaMelech is trying to say here is that if you look around the world, you'll notice that generally speaking, there are two kinds of cherished things, cherished creations. Some have a tremendous value. They have a tremendous value. They're just worth tremendous amounts of money. Chofetz Chaim says, generally speaking, the more valuable something is, the less usable it is. Okay? So if you're talking about something that's worth millions and millions of dollars, so the thing is usually protected. It's in a case, it's locked up, I know somebody told me that they got such an expensive diamond ring when they got engaged. Akala, she got such an expensive diamond ring. The chassan gave her a diamond ring. He arshened it from Chvestish, wherever he got it from. He gave her a diamond ring that I think was 3 carats. That's 3 carats or 4 carats. That's like it's not so huge, but for a diamond, it's like a cantaloupe. It's a watermelon. I mean, it's huge. It's huge. A 1 carat diamond, a clean 1 carat diamond, could be $10,000. A beautiful, a stunning 1 carat. So a 3 carat, and the bigger it is and it's clean, if it's big and clean, the value doesn't just go up, doesn't go up proportionally. You're talking about a something that's a couple of carats big that's clean, could be worth 50, 60 grand. Easy. So this lady, she got this ring, and she was like, you know, I'm not gonna wear that. I'm not walking around the street with a ring like that. Not because of the way it looks. Because it's too, I'm not walking around with $50,000 on my finger. I'm just afraid. So what'd she do? She had to make a fake one. She went to an expert who made a fake one that was worth $50, $100, a fake. Copied it exactly, you know, with all the pitch of kiss, put it into a ring, into a setting. The setting was probably more than the diamond. And that's what she wears. The other one is Munach Beveis Gnozov. What did I think? Maybe I'm a simple-minded person. I was like, so what's the whole shabbos in the whole thing? So you're going to go through life with your diamond ring in some safe somewhere? So what do you need it for? And then what? Then you'll be meirish it to your grandchildren? And then they'll do the same. They'll give it to their kalas. The truth is, why take it out? They could be maknag of karka. You could keep it in the same thing. Well, it's a joke. You go, you say, yeah. Beautiful, okay, now give it back to him. We'll put it back in the thing. L'man yamdu yomim rabim. Okay? So the Chofetz Chaim says, generally speaking, something that's so valuable is not so usable. Yeah, you may take it out once in a while, in and out, but how usable is it? Right? Some chassanim, they get a chassan watch, a $1,500 chassan watch, a $2,000 chassan watch. They could still enjoy it. Some chassanim get a $10,000 chassan watch. It starts becoming a little more uncomfortable. Because you can go around with $10,000 chassan watch. You're afraid. Put it down. You're davening. Then you have, I know a chassan, he got himself a $100,000 chassan watch. It was a gold Rolex with diamonds. It was a gansamaisa. I think he said it was worth 100 grand. I said, when do you wear it? He says, he's thinking maybe he'll wear it. Yom Tov, he doesn't, he's nervous even to wear it. It's something in Hilcha Shabbos we call Muktzeh Machmas Chisorin Kis. Muktzeh Machmas Chisorin Kis. You can't move it because it's so valuable. But then, the Chofetz Chaim says, then there's another kind of value. Something that's just practical. Has practical value. Okay? That's also very valuable. It gives you daily pleasure. It's usable. It's so usable. And that's where its value is. He says, David HaMelech is telling us, HaNechmodim Mizov UMiPozrov. The Torah is the greatest treasure. It's priceless. Nechmodim Mizov UMiPozrov. But it's so usable. UMisukim Midvash V'Nefes Tzufim. You have such benefit from the Torah in your daily life. It enhances your life to such a degree. Torah captures both values. It captures that priceless gem, and at the same time, it enhances Pashat your daily quality of life. We'll have to, next week, we'll have to get to the Tilotzim, but that's the Hagdom. It was Bekiyas, but I'm taking my son to the airport.